obviously a big win for us. I know it wasn't the cleanest game of football, especially on our side, but we talked about being aggressive, especially in the run game. We felt offensively we need to get that going, and I felt like we were more aggressive up front. You know, the double teams, we got more to, you know, a scheme that we felt like would work for our personnel. And, you know, on the offensive side, we had some injuries, so we had to adjust. So just appreciate the guys kind of learning on the run there. Defensively, I felt like we played pretty good up until the last couple series. We had a couple coverage busts, no huddle situations that, you know, we just weren't on the same page. And we'll learn from that one now. And you just can't do it in a no huddle situation. So special teams, again, you know, our opportunities to set up scores, and, you know, he did some solid things. But I think, you know, we got a bye week coming up. Again, the number of penalties that we had, far too many. You know, I know on the perimeter and the defense we're going to be aggressive, but we've got some things that we've got to work on and clean up. But we'll clean up off of this, you know, this outcome. And, you know, that's what we talked about in the team meeting. Well, it's good. You know, I like it that we came back. You can't win the game in the first quarter. You can't win it in the second or third. You have to win it in the fourth. And, you know, that's what took place. They had an opportunity to score, and we made a play on fourth and one or fourth and two, you know, by J.J., a great play by him. And guys got to stand up. So that part is awesome. And, you talk about the character of this team and how well they stayed together, and it showed. Well, that's, you know, exactly what we talked about, and we'll have more conversation about it when we get back. But, you know, they just always believed on the sideline, each one of them. And, you know, and they really have to count on each other's units to come up and make plays. And I thought it's going to be a classic illustration of that. Offense, we need to score. Hernsey's touchdown. Defense, need to stop. We got that. Special teams. So, you know, we'll be able to talk about all three phases. No, you know what? It just took place just like Andrew did too. You know, he got some yardage off of, you know, when it's tight coverage in the back end, to have the ability to run and get some yardage is great. So, you know, how much we want him to do that, we'll take a look at some of the schemes. You know, without getting too much into it, I think we just tried to simplify it and allow our guys to be more aggressive, try to take as much thinking out of it as we could, and, you know, just let them play. We felt like we had a talented group up there, and it's taken some time to get to know them with their personalities and how they work together. And, you know, that was the big emphasis this past week.
How were you able to improve the pass rush from a week-to-week basis starting week one?
Well, it starts with the inside rushers. I think Malik is really, he's coming through for us. You know, the inside rush and, you know, the ability to have Yannick and Tyson and Sendarik, you know, those guys, Sheldon Day, those guys in the middle are doing a good job for us, but the young guys on the perimeter, you know, they're making some plays for us and getting some pressure. So, you know, each week is a different challenge.
Did you change the defensive scheme a little bit there when you had a 17-point lead, Gus, to keep
it? We played a couple different things. You know, we knew the explosive plays, and we played a little bit more split safety. Yeah, the scissors route?
Yeah.
We missed the coverage. You know, we didn't play it according to the call. And whether there's some confusion, you know, I said, I think we'll all take responsibility for that when it's, you know, sometimes you have double-digit calls based on formation and based on where personnel is or, you know, things like that. It can, when it's a no-huddle situation, to get that communication across the board, it's difficult. Well, we've been starting to see him in practice. I think, you know, similar to Miles Jack, we felt like we put a lot on their plate, but each week they're getting better and better. And, you know, I think Josh will look at it, and there's some things he could have done differently, but he made a play when it counted.
And how about Miles?
Good. You know, he had a crash course, you know, playing Otto this week. And so, you know, I told him, today, this is his day. You know, we're coaching them all up during the week, but today, just go play. And, again, I can think of a couple times, you know, where he'll learn from it. But overall, I think his speed showed up, and he made some plays. But, you know, for a short period of time to get ready to play a new position, did pretty well.
Each week you see Ngakoue and Fowler emerge more. Are they sort of getting their legs a little bit on what it's like to play in this league?
I think so. You're sure seeing them on the field quite a bit. You know, we're picking and choosing our times to do that. that based in situations. But, you know, to have the ability to get them both on the field, I think is, you know, good, you know, two good young speed rushers.
You mentioned the penalties earlier, a lot of long ones. Are those just driving crazy?
Yeah, it did. You know, and especially in the first quarter, I think there was six of them. You know, and we had some defense, you know, our DBs. We talked about tight coverage. You know, they have the ability to have some explosive plays. So there's some of those that are aggressive. But, you know, we just got to, you know, take a look at them. We had some holding calls on offense, and it's just too many. I know there's going to be some aggressive penalties, the style that we play. But, you know, just too many again.
It must feel a better journey traveling back to Florida after.
Yeah, I mean, this we talked to him about a whole week about this atmosphere here. I mean, our fan base here, that atmosphere out there, unbelievable, unbelievable, and our team fed off of it. So it was great to have the support over here. I know we had support back home too, but you know, the ones in the stadium, we could really feel it, and our players definitely fed off it.
Gus, do you feel like that when your team had control of the game and then kind of lost control of the momentum, that they learned something from that to kind of hang in there to get...
Well, I think, you know, we've been a team that, other than our second game, you know, that has fought and battled. And we just didn't have some things go our way, whether it's breaks or we just didn't make plays when we had the opportunity. And so, you know, we felt it as a coaching staff. We're right there. We just, you know, we need to make these plays in critical times. And today you saw it. I thought Hearns' touchdown play, great play. JJ, his play, I mean, phenomenal on a fourth down, because with Benetieri field goal range, it's not too far, you know, he can, you know, from 40-yard line, so we didn't have much room to work with. So just really critical plays made by our team.
How impressed were you by Bortles after a tough couple weeks?
You know what? I can't say enough about him. I cannot say enough about him. His leadership, what he means to the guys in that locker room, how he battles, and, you know, he's his own worst critic. And to come back and shoulder all that and then play like he did, you know, I can't say enough good things about him.
Did you have to build him up on all this? No,
not at all. No, he's, you know, same mindset and, you know, just very strong.
Coach, given the commitment to keep coming back here, how important is it to get another Wembley win, and how is it in terms of making the team feel more comfortable about coming here?
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, to come, like I said, to come out here in that environment and to play, and believe me, this is something that we can build on. You know, from here to the, you know, we're going into a bye, but this experience that we had and what took place here, you know, is something that we can build on. But you know, to keep doing, you know, last year to have a win, come back here again, you know, it's so important. We got such a great fan base here to play like we did in front of them to get, you know, well enough to get the win. It's great.
How similar a feeling as a coach to this time last year when you had a big lead against Buffalo and end up being a quiet?
I know. It's kind of ironic, you know, when they came back like they did. But, you know, different team. You know, we got a different team, but similar. You know, Allen Hearns made a play. You know, but, you know, you go through what we've gone for 3 weeks here, and I see these guys every day and in the locker room, what they're all about. It does not surprise me how we came out and played today and the intensity and the aggressiveness we played with. So we just, you know, we got to keep that part going. And then we've got a lot of things to clean up, and that's what we'll use the bye week to do.
Gus, I know you mentioned Malik, but in the last two series, he was in the backfield. He seemed to have another gear. Is that what you're relying on him
for? You know, he'll win one-on-one, but his push up the middle to allow those edge rushers to really play freely and, you know, to try to bend the edges or come up and under, because you've got that push that you can count on, it's a big part of it. So he's really been playing well for us.
I mean, the end of the game, he had that.
Even the screen, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the screenplay where he came off. You know, they've had some yardage off screenplays. So it's not only the rush, but the cover and, you know, the ability to go at a high speed, you know, the whole game. You know, like I said, just like Blake, you can't say enough about it.